Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
You see, whenever God has a plan, the devil works in the darkness trying to thwart it. Where there is Jesus Christ, the devil has the Antichrist or the spirit of Antichrist working. Where God had a plan for mankind in the Garden of Eden, here came the serpent to work in opposition. So you see, at times, some people have to be removed from our lives because they are being used by the devil. But you see, God always wins. God's will always prevail. So regardless of what the devil plots and plans, God's divine plan for our lives is what will prevail.
People in the last days, what will they look like? How will they behave? What will they stand for and believe in? To answer these questions, we need to look at the Bible. Now, whenever there is evil, and when God is about to send judgment on a place, He always makes provisions to ensure His children are safe and far away from His wrath. For example, in Genesis, when the world was filled with great evil, God separated Noah and his family from the rest of society. And then His judgment came to the earth in the form of a worldwide flood. Look at Sodom and Gomorrah, a place filled with great wickedness. God separated Lot and his family from the rest of the people in Sodom and Gomorrah before His judgment came in the form of fire and brimstone raining from the heaven. When the children of Israel were at the Red Sea, God separated the water for them to cross. And as soon as they were clear and safe, the second they were safe, the waters were no longer parted, and Pharaoh and his army drowned. On many occasions, God has separated His people from those who are wicked. And so today, I want to show you six types of people that you will begin to see, and perhaps, I should say, six types of people that you are seeing in these last days. I'm highlighting these people because there will come a time when Bible prophecy is fulfilled, and God will separate His children from those who practice wickedness. Now, these six categories are the deceivers, the idol worshippers, the cold-hearted and unloving, the proud, those who are immoral, and those with a form of godliness. Let's talk about the deceivers. In the last days, you will see more and more people, especially those in positions of fame and authority in and out the church. You will see more and more of these people preaching and teaching lies with a hint of truth. Isaiah 5 verse 20 says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." There will come a time, and we are seeing this in some circles today, where some will see evil, they will perform and do what is evil, but they will call it good. In this day and age, we really have to be careful when it comes to what we consume. And by this, I mean the true gospel of Jesus Christ calls us to repentance. But some of the cheap, sugar-coated gospel out there, it tells you that you're forgiven, but does not call you to repent. It calls you loved, and it talks about God's mercy, but it does not correct you. It doesn't tell you to carry your cross and crucify your flesh. And this is why we must be so careful. The idol worshippers. In ancient times, people used to make idols out of wood, stone, precious metals, and They carved statues. Today, we might not have idols of bronze or silver, but the idols we do have tend to be visible. We can build idols all too easily out of things we value highly. Our careers, our significant others, our political beliefs, our secret sins. All of these things can become idols when they compete with God for priority in our lives. Many people will neglect God in the last days because of idolatry, silent idols, invisible idols, idols that only live in the deepest parts of the heart. And so you need to be on guard because God is a jealous God according to His word. The third type of person you will begin to see is those who are cold-hearted and unloving. The Bible in 2 Timothy 3, verse 2 and 3 says, "For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving,
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Forgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good. Take a closer look at this verse. People will love themselves. People will look out only for themselves. Why? Because they are lovers of money. And then there is a standalone word that describes what people will be like. And this word is unloving. People will be without love. They will be cold at heart. Part A of 1 John 4, verse 20 tells us, "If someone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he is a liar. A cold heart that is devoid of love for others displeases God." Christ commands us to love one another as we love ourselves. But in the last days, there will be people who move away from being loving. People will harbor bitterness and resentment towards someone instead of forgiving and loving. People will choose revenge instead of love. They will choose vengeance instead of love and forgiveness. People choose to betray each other instead of loving one another. These are the kinds of people in the last days. And the next group of people will be the proud. Now, because of wealth, vanity, perceived importance, career achievements, many people will become proud in the last days. And the first reason why pride is so destructive is that it robs God of His glory. You begin to look at yourself and what you can do instead of the Lord. The second destructive result of pride is that it hurts those around us. Pride comes down to comparison. We look at our neighbors and think we're better than them because of our status in life. We look at our spouse and believe we're better than them because we control the kids better. We look at people in the church and think we're better than them because we are more moral. When you think and live this way, you find your worth and value in your good works instead of Jesus. And that's exactly where the devil wants you. He wants you looking at anyone but Jesus. The next group of people are those who are immoral. This Bible tells us that in the last days, people will be lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And we are seeing this already. It is my belief that the devil has been quietly at work. He's been subtle and cunning. And what he's done, he has used entertainment, he's used music, he's used media and everything available to dismantle godly values relating to sex. The standard of God's word is that marriage is honorable among all and the bed undefiled. But the devil has perverted this and promoted fornication in music, in movies, and in society. Marriage is honorable among all and the bed undefiled. But the devil has promoted adultery and affairs. Satan has built an acceptance among people that sex outside of marriage was no longer a sin. My friends, we are living in an age where sexual sin has been normalized by the devil. This is a strategy by the enemy that is designed to trap you in sin, and so you must make sure you're never found to be in this group of people. The final category is all to do with people who have a form of godliness. Now, what is a form of godliness? Well, it's all to do with sounding like a Christian, looking and dressing like a Christian. But deep down in your heart, your private moments, you are not really striving to be Christ-like. You see, there's so much deception today. Entertainment is deceiving, appearing to be good when there is an evil agenda. Music is deceiving. It's sounding good, but there's an evil agenda behind it. Some churches are deceiving. They have a form of godliness, but there's a subtle evil. Some pastors are deceiving as they have a form of godliness, but their lives are completely different to what they preach. Equally, there are people in the church who appear to be good and strong Christians at face value, but God knows their hearts, and their hearts are far away from Him.
Why does God remove people from your life? Well, there are several reasons why. The first is what I would like to call addition by subtraction. There are instances where God has to remove someone from your life so that He can enlarge your territory. A story is told of a pastor who had been called to take over a small congregation. This was a church that had less than 100 members, but when he got there, he encountered great difficulty. A lot of people were difficult to work with. A lot of people were fighting him as he tried to do the work of God. And so this pastor and his wife prayed and fasted, asking the Lord for direction. Now, the Lord opened his eyes and spoke to his heart, and it came to light that there was a lot of division in and among the members of this church. But there was a core group that stirred up a lot of the division in that church. Now, the pastor worked hard, and through prayer, this group of about 20 members left one by one as they didn't agree with the changes that the pastor was enforcing. After that core group left, the congregation was even smaller. It nearly halved. But with those that remained, there was a sweet spirit that began to cover that church. Those that were left were united. They became a church that prayed together, a church that loved one another. But more importantly, they became a church that genuinely sought after the presence of God. Within a year, the church grew to from just about 50 members to over 300. That congregation continued to grow until they had over 1,000 members. Now, the lesson here is that some people had to go because they were hindering the work of God, and they had to leave. When it looked like the church was losing, it looked like the church was shrinking, but God was in fact working to uproot the weeds that were hindering His church. How about in our lives? Who are the people that God needs to subtract in your life so that He can enlarge your territory? Who are some of the people that are hindering God's work within your life? Who is it that's holding you back? Be careful that you are not holding on to people who God wants to subtract from your life. God can remove people from your life because He wants you to grow, because He wants you to flourish in Him. Now, moving on, God can and often does remove people from our lives in order to fulfill His plan. When we give our lives to God, we are giving Him permission to do His will in our lives. Therefore, anything or anyone that comes in the way of fulfilling God's plan in your life, He will remove. God can see down the corridors of time, but more accurately, God has already been to the end and the beginning and knows every single thing that's going to happen in your life. You see, whenever God has a plan, the devil works in the darkness trying to thwart it. Where there is Jesus Christ, the devil has the Antichrist or the spirit of Antichrist working. Where God had a plan for mankind in the Garden of Eden, here came the serpent to work in opposition. So you see, at times, some people have to be removed from our lives because they are being used by the devil. But you see, God always wins. God's will always prevail.
So regardless of what the devil plots and plans, God's divine plan for our lives is what will prevail. The third reason why God may remove someone from your life is because that person or that relationship is a distraction. For someone who's in a toxic relationship, you'll find that they are so consumed by the drama in their life that they can't focus their energy anywhere else, let alone prayer. A toxic person in your life can also influence you to do evil. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals." Bad company often brings trouble. So the Lord, in His wisdom, in His love and mercy, the Lord will remove someone that we might not even realize is dragging us down. Let's say you had a car and something wasn't quite right with it. You would take it to a mechanic so that he could look over it. Well, the Lord looks over us. The Lord looks over our lives and sees all of the problems that some people cause in our lives. The best remedy at times is for Him to remove them. All in all, we need to trust God. The Lord has a purpose for everything that happens in our lives, and for us as His children, we need to trust Him because He is in control and He knows what He is doing. He allows both good and bad things to take place for the fulfillment of His divine plan. We come across many people in our lifetimes. Friends for a season. Friends for a lifetime. Acquaintances and colleagues that we have reasonable relationships with. But here's the thing. The devil is an evil devil. If he cannot infiltrate and invade by force, he will do it by deception and inadvertently through your consent. And one of the ways that he will try and get you to consent unknowingly is through our network of relationships. If the devil can plant someone into your inner circle, then he knows that he has a good chance of influencing you to do the wrong thing. He knows that you're much more likely to be receptive when someone close to you is encouraging you to do the wrong thing. Even more so if that person is helping, assisting, and enabling you to do the wrong thing. And so the thing is, you need to be alert to the signs that someone in your life may be planted by the devil in order to get you to push or pull you away from walking with the Lord. Now, the first sign you should look for is probably the most obvious, and that is the person who encourages you to do wrong. The enemy will always plant people or a person who encourages and cheers you on. This is the type of person who encourages you to go to places that you know you have no business going to. This is the type of person that edges you on. "Oh, there's nothing wrong with a little fun every once in a while," they'll say. "Stop being so uptight. Stop being such a holy roller. One drink won't make you a sinner." This person is a dangerous person. They are a threat to your salvation. The Amplified Translation for 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33 to 34 says, "Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. Be sober-minded. Be sensible. Wake up from your spiritual stupor, as you ought, and stop sinning. For some of you have no knowledge of God. You are disgracefully ignorant of Him and ignore His truths. I say this to your shame." How does bad company corrupt good morals, you ask? Well, they encourage you to do the wrong thing. They encourage you to sin. They try and get you to compromise your integrity. They are the sort of person who will tell you things like, "It's okay once in a while." But be warned. This is the type of bad company that corrupts. They push and pull you to sin, and as children of God, once we identify such people in our lives, we need to separate ourselves from them. Now, the second sign that someone in your life has been planted by the devil is if they try to control and manipulate you. Think of it this way. God Almighty, in His wisdom, in His majesty and glory, He does not control you. He does not forcefully make you do anything. The Holy Spirit may convict you, but conviction in the heart and manipulation are two very different things. Now, when you find someone who attempts to control you, that person is being used of the devil.
God has given you a free will. He has given you the ability and capability to make choices. And any time that someone else tries to take that away from you, any time that someone attempts to impose their will upon you, they are being used of the devil. If you look throughout the Bible, you will see that anyone who had this spirit of control was used by the devil. Jezebel had this controlling spirit. Nebuchadnezzar had this spirit. In fact, it was so strong on him that he built a golden statue of himself and demanded that everyone would bow down and worship it. And when three Hebrew boys by the names of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused, he had them cast into a furnace. That is a wicked and controlling spirit. If you identify this spirit in anyone within your inner circle, I encourage you to move away. Separate yourself. That's how you will be protected. The third sign that someone is sent by the devil is what I'd like to call the enabler. The enabler is really used by the enemy because this person goes beyond encouraging you to sin. They go beyond manipulating you to sin. They provide the resources for you to sin. The enabler will give the addict money to feed their habit. The enabler will invite the married man to an event with single women and help him to lie to his wife that he'll be out of town for a few days because of work. If you're a person given to lust, the enabler will make it possible for you to act out that lust. The enabler will facilitate. It will provide the resources and everything needed for you to do what you are not meant to do and be where you are not meant to be. The enabler is a dangerous person because they make it possible for you to sin. And Jesus gave a very stern and serious warning to those who enable others to sin. Here's what Mark chapter 9, verse 42 says. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe and trust in me to stumble, that is, to sin or lose faith, it would be better for him if a heavy millstone, one requiring a donkey's strength to turn it, were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. Those are strong words to illustrate the severity of punishment that would follow if someone leads others to sin. So be careful. Assess your inner circle. Is there anyone who enables you to sin? Because if there is, that's not the sort of person you should be around. Now, the final type of person you need to avoid is the discourager. The discourager is one who pulls you away from God. They make you question God. The discourager might not necessarily enable you to sin or encourage you to sin, but here's what they'll do. They'll talk you out of joining that Bible study group on Wednesday. They'll talk you out of attending that prayer meeting. They'll give you 1,001 reasons why you should watch the game or attend this event, and they'll tell you how missing one service won't hurt you. This is the type of bad company you don't want around you. The discourager will question your pastor. They present the case of how church is all about profit. They will highlight how church people treat you. Everything negative, they'll pick up on it. And so beware. Be careful of this type of person. They will never tell you that there is no perfect church. They will never tell you that if you keep missing and neglecting your prayer life, you will not progress as a Christian. You will be powerless as a Christian. So overall, I pray that you will be vigilant against people who encourage you to sin, enable you to sin. Stay away from these types of people. Evil company corrupts good habits. Pray that God would expose every single individual that's been planted by the enemy in your life. But especially, pray that God would lead you to people who are strong in faith so that you can strengthen each other and encourage each other in the things of the Lord.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.